Ron Teeter is joining me. He is the director of the play, which is called The Kitchen Witches, which opens on Friday, the 22nd of April, in and at the Players Workshop, 1431 Grove Street in Burlington. The Kitchen Witches, it is a, well, it's a very funny show, but it's also, it's a show which is going to be, what, a an interesting show because you've got two actresses who will be performing. They are both hosting chef shows or cooking shows. Ron Teeter, good morning to you today.
Good morning to you, Steve.
is this your debut as a director at the theater?
Yeah, I've done some assistant directing, but this is first time for the directing position.
All right. Well, tell me about the show. They call it The Kitchen Witches. I guess what? Two cooking shows, is that right?
Yeah, it's two competing cooking shows that find themselves maybe with a lack of viewership and how they wind up, people who hate each other essentially, wind up together on the same stage.
Okay. And you've got Krista Perry. She's been in a lot of shows. Actually, the two leads have both been in a lot of shows. Krista Perry is Dolly Biddle. Jane Gobble is playing Isabel Lomax. And I'm guessing you have to see the show to see how they end up becoming into a single show. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, I don't want to spoil any surprises or any humor for you. So
okay. Now, I know that you've got, I believe your son is also in the cast. He's playing a producer, is that right?
That's correct. He's Dolly's son, and this is not his debut in acting, but he hasn't acted since high school, so it's a new experience for him also.
And you've got you got a camera guy, too, right, obviously?
We do. He's a local student over at Notre Dame.
Braden Bowers, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now the show opens on Friday, the 22nd. Now I'm reading, I'm looking at some of the information here. Usually you can't change play scripts without the express permission of the author or publisher, but this is a little different. Is that right?
It is correct. A number of places in the script, they say, well, just go ahead and use your local businesses and so forth, and so we've tried to take a look at our sponsorship and just give them a little plug in the play.
Okay. So it'll be actually set right here in Burlington, right?
That's correct. Yes, yeah, so the thing takes place at what we call the Burlington Community Center.
Okay. And now these two kitchen, I guess, you call the kitchen witches, obviously. They don't get along very well, is that right?
No, they certainly do not.
Okay. My understanding is, do the ratings go up, or is that something I guess we'll have to see, too?
Well, I'll let you see in on
okay.
that. The ratings do go up, so.
All right. But a show, again, it's going to be, it's a fun show. It's a comedy. Do you know what do you have an approximate running time on the show, Ron?
Well, no, I really don't.
Okay.
I
mean, yeah, I understand.
We won't time that probably until tech rehearsal, which is coming up this next weekend
All right, let's talk about this. I do know you are assisted by Mary Crollo, who is a very longtime veteran of the Players Workshop, directed a ton of plays. I've been in many of her plays, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Bill L. is the producer, and Bill is also a very longtime veteran of the stage. In terms of technician, I'm guessing, well, let's see, is a set designed by Randy Wischmeyer?
Well, Randy's helped.
Okay.
And it's been a cooperative effort on the set design because the number of people have had issues this spring that haven't made it easy for them to come in and actually, you know, do all the set design or whatever. Some of them have gone on vacations and some of them gone to the hospital. I mean, it's
okay.
Just, so.
you've had to make arrangements or make do, so to speak. In terms of running lighting and running sound, that's a very important part of any show as well. Who's doing that for you? No, that's okay. You don't have, if you don't know, that's fine.
I do, but you know, you get old, and sometimes your mind doesn't click in the right way. So,
but is it a fairly complicated? I guess it's obviously got to be a TV show, so it's got to have what sort of a look of a TV show, right?
Right, right. I mean, the set is supposed to look like a generic. Area that would be in a community center that could be used for podcasts and that sort of thing. So,
all right. Well, the show opens again on Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd. They're both shows at 7:30. Sunday matinee at will be the 24th at 2. Then you run the following week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday 7:30, and then Sunday May 1st we'll wrap it up again. All of the evening performances 7:30. The matinees on Sunday will be at 2 p.m. And again, if you want more information, just go to playersworkshoptheater.com. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. It's adults still $15 at the door, students $10. And again, you can buy your tickets right online. I guess what? After, you'll also be taking reservations for season ticket holders, but they get first crack at it. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Well, Rana, again, Kitchen Witches opening Friday the 22nd. Sounds like a fun show, and good luck, and break a leg, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Hope to see you there.